Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way that tire buying should be. We got our good friend from Philly, Anthony Gargano, host of the Fellas and Philly show. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. He's been on before. And so we'll definitely talk Sixers with him. Maybe even a little Eagles. We'll see. But certainly Sixers. But that's in about 28 minutes. But before we get to there, we are going to get back to the NBA. And big game tonight. Huge game. Might not be a great one. We'll see. But it's certainly a big game. The Lakers at Golden State for game two. Lakers stole game one in a really great game, 117-112. They won that one. Star-laden Anthony Davis, LeBron, Steph Curry. So that'll start in about an hour. So right now, Rob, let's talk about this because a lot of people now talking about Steph Curry and where does he rank all time. You know, I've said he's top 10. Some are going beyond me, Rob, on television saying he's top five or will be. And our friend Stephen A. Smith said if he wins this championship this year, Stephen A. said he considered putting him on his own Mount Rushmore above LeBron James.
No, he did not say that.
Yes, he did.
He did not say that.
His Mount Rushmore, Stephen A.'s, is Jordan, LeBron, Russell, Bill Russell, and Kareem. And I assume by that he means it's best four players ever. Because, you know, Mount Rushmore could mean just who's had the bigger impact. But look, just looking at those guys, I think, Rob, he means his best four, you know, his top four players ever. And he said that he didn't say it 100% definitive. He left himself a tad bit of wiggle room, and he actually played that wiggle room today because he said it yesterday, and then he got challenged again today. And he kind of said, look, I did say you just consider it. I might have to. You know how Stephen A.
Right,
does.
Right,
he said
right.
He might have to put Steph ahead of LeBron, but he wasn't 100% there, but he was about 75% to 80%. So people are saying things like this, and Stephen A. and others, Rob, it's Colin Cowherd, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio. They've said, I don't think Stephen A. has gone this far yet, but he said, you got to think about it. It's a conversation. And Colin did go that far and said, Steph Curry is the best point guard to ever play the game.
I think that's just, I can't say that. I don't know how you could discount what Magic did in his brief NBA career, how he turned around
the Lakers. I'm not trying to stop you, right? But they've played about the same amount of games. Steph's played like 882. Magic's played 906. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think it's there. And you know what? Let everybody go ahead and I know people got time to fill and stuff to talk about. But here's my other thing. We saw this before. Like Steph's in the second round, Chris, down, and they're talking about putting him on Mount Rushmore like it's automatic they're going to win a championship. I remember when Chris Paul was up 2-0 and everybody was talking about where he was and give him his flowers. And all. Do you remember that?
Right. Right.
I just think it's way premature.
Well, it's definitely premature. And in fairness, people are saying if he wins. No, I haven't. Well, Colin did say he's already
ahead. Yeah, I just.
And look, I'll give Colin. I don't agree, but I'll give Colin credit in that. I mean, he's saying it's not just a ring count to him.
No, I
and it's
I
not
get
just
that.
A ring count to us or any.
It's
you
not
know,
just
like,
a ring count. We've always said that. Like even with Magic, it's not just a ring count.
Right.
It's not.
The
he revolutionized
rings are like analytics. It's a
he
part
revolutionized of the point guard position, Chris, and his impact was huge. That's all. I just think that we got to be very careful not to discount everything because it didn't happen yesterday. And that's what I'm afraid of with a lot of people, that it's always just about what happened yesterday and not about the history of it. There's a lot of stuff, and people in their day and age and their circumstances or whatever were impactful people and players. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, no. And no, I don't think anybody's denying that. And I don't think, look, if you come with a strong argument, then come with a strong argument for Steph or against him or whatever. But, Rob, I'm going to be honest. Like, Magic has been one of those guys. Like, everyone essentially has recognized him as the greatest point guard ever since probably late in his career, if not midway through his career. They didn't talk about it as much back then, these debates, but I think that's probably been the case, Rob. And he, for me, it's like Magic's been one of those untouchables. Okay, you might be able to get in the top five point guards all time. Maybe we can discuss, Oscar. I mean, I've kind of had Oscar locked in the number two. And I've Isaiah 4-3, and I've had Steph 4, as of late, the last few years. But I will say, so I've still got Magic number one. And the thing is, Rob, they are two, you couldn't get two guys that played the same position that are so different, right? Like one was 6'8", one is 6'2", 6'3", one is the greatest shooter ever. One was not a great shooter. He was okay. He had a set shot, but it would go in a lot. But he wasn't certainly not a great jump shooter. Or three-point shooter for sure. But he was, Rob, by far the greatest passer we've ever seen. Like, I don't think...
Unquestioned.
It's not even close.
Unquestioned.
Right. Rob, I think the distance between Magic as a passer and whoever's second is probably the greatest distance between any stat in the NBA. The distance between Jordan as the best scorer and whoever's second between, I guess, Wilt as the best rebounder, whoever's second, probably Bill Russell, at least by stats, or Rodman, if you want to just go eye to whatever. Like, Rob, I mean, and a lot of it was because it was fancy, right? I mean, he made passes that were just, I mean, there's never been a more fitting nickname. I mean, it was literal,
you know what?
Magic.
Magic is definitely it.
Oh,
you know,
it had never been a more fitting nickname.
You know what, Chris? I was saying one of the best leads I ever wrote in my newspaper career. I was writing a column. I was at the NBA All-Star game when Magic played in Orlando. Chris, remember he was out of the league and they invited him? Remember that? But you were down there for that.
I wasn't there for that.
Oh, no. You weren't there yet? Okay.
No, but he won MVP. That was 92,
won MVP.
I think, right?
Yep, 92. So I'm covering that. And the lead, and remember, he won MVP, and he won, and his team lost, Chris, in that All-Star game. My lead was something like this. Something like, for a player to win the All-Star MVP, no, normally it would take a miracle for a player on the losing NBA All-Star team to win the MVP. Yesterday, it took Magic. That's
that
not bad.
Good. Yeah,
right?
That's good. That's good. Yep. That's good. That's good. And you remember that he came back, you know, had HIV at that point.
And you remember the people didn't want to play with him. It was
right.
It was a
Karl Malone,
you know, people didn't know about HIV and it was really, it must have been traumatic for him, just, you know, at that point. People were scared.
And he was like 31 years old.
Yeah, he was young guy, man. I told you I was in the Bahamas when the announcement came down. And Chris, I was in the casino. It stopped the casino, you know, press conference.
It was people now, the young people that weren't around, right, they can't imagine that. I mean, I guess if a superstar, I don't want to even name names, but got caught up in something like that. And at that time, you know, like you said, HIV was viewed as a death sentence. Nobody thought Magic would still be around, and thank God he is. And seems you know, he's doing great, obviously. But I think, Rob, look, like I said, they're totally different. I think Magic, obviously a better passer. Steph's a better shooter and scorer. I do think Magic could have scored a lot more points, but he was just that true point guard and really only cared about winning. And that's why, Rob, like, I think the thing about Magic, he didn't win all of his finals. He won 5 finals. He went to 9. In 12 seasons, he went to 9. I'm counting, you know, before he retired the first time. He was always in the finals. And I think the thing about Magic, Rob, is he was just a winner. You talk about a winner. I mean, Bill Russell, obviously the greatest winner, I think, in American sports history, team sports. But Magic, since the times I've been watching basketball and knowing him, talking with him, being on the show with him where we talk a lot during breaks, I just came away with the feeling, man, this dude just cared about winning. He didn't care if he scored 3 points. And I even asked him how important winning the assist titles and stuff was to him. And he said, you know, he convinced me. Now, was he just telling me some lines? Maybe, I don't know. But he convinced me, man, he didn't even care about that. I mean, he led the league in assists all the time, but that it was just about winning. And he had Kareem. He had Worthy.
Right.
He had Jamal Wilkes. He had Byron Scott. So what's he going, why is he shooting 25 times a night? You know what I'm saying? Like, get them to rock. And, but Rob, like, and I think this is a similarity with the two, Magic and Steph. Like, a lot of people look at Steph, oh, well, yeah, but the 2 rings with Durant and blah, 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 blah. And my thing is, don't take those 2 rings away or belittle them from Steph, because we don't belittle Magic's rings with Kareem, all 5 of them, in fact, or Kareem's with Magic or LeBron's with Wade or Anthony Davis or Kobe's with Shaq and vice versa. But what I will say is this, like, Durant obviously has never won it without Steph. And who looking like there's a really good chance he won't win another ring. Steph obviously has won two without Durant. Kareem, Rob, even though he was viewed, especially in the first part of Showtime, as the best player, he only won one in 10 years without Magic. And then when he got with Magic, Magic kind of rejuvenated him, and Kareem won five in 10 years with Magic. And a lot of that was, you know, he was older and really just a scorer toward the end,
but
putting up 20-something points. So my point is just that the player who's Kevin Durant has been viewed up until recently as better than Steph. Kareem's viewed as better than Magic, but it was Steph. You know, we should look at, well, Steph's the one that keeps winning without Durant, and Magic was the one that was helping Kareem win more than he ever had in the pros. And so that, to me, those guys' leadership, different styles, but their leadership and their impact on the game and on winning is very similar, but done differently.
Yeah, my only thing is I think you can't, like, Steph choked down a 3-1 lead, which no one has ever done. I just think if you're looking at the resume, and then he was a part of the group to go get Kevin Durant, and that was against LeBron James and the Cavs, and maybe he thought that he couldn't win again if he didn't go get Kevin Durant to be a part of that. I think that
Do
if you're
that
doing
that against LeBron, though? That
yeah,
he went and got with D-Wade.
I think that hurts LeBron. I do. I think that that's a part of the super team thing that a lot of people say. He always had to have a stacked deck. I'm just saying. So the Kevin Durant stuff, I get it that Durant hasn't won yet since, you know, and Steph has won once. But I still think that.
Twice.
People. No, I'm talking about before, you know, since
once
he left.
Once before, right. Durant, once after.
But I still think that people look at Steph in that situation, and that could be looked at as a negative, that he's this great player, but he ran out to get Kevin Durant.
Well, I think Draymond ran out.
Well, but they what do they call the Hampton Five? They all went.
Yeah, they all went. But I don't hold that against him.
He could have been, but I'm just saying, I do.
I mean,
you don't look at it, but I'm just saying I do when I'm looking at the greatest and I'm nitpicking against everything that went on.
But nitpicking against Magic?
And everything that went on. But Magic was drafted there. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about you brought up Steph choking down the 3-1 lead when Andrew Bogut was hurt.
Yeah,
and Draymond was, but let me finish. And Draymond was suspended. And Steph actually played hurt throughout that series. No excuses, but he was banged up. Magic, you talk about choke. Magic's the greatest point guard ever. And he dribbled out the clock in a final series against the Celtics. And then threw away, had some turnovers at the end of the game that were like, you wouldn't believe it. My dad said to me, you know, I'm in high school watching this. And my dad was like, if I didn't know better, I'd think Magic threw that series. And he wasn't saying he threw it, but he was saying that's how bad it was. And so, Rob, you know it. They were calling him Tragic Johnson. And
yeah,
they were in L.A. They were writing stories about, oh, he smiles. He's all jovial. And when things are good, he's great. But when the pressure's on, he hasn't delivered lately, at least. I don't even think they were throwing in lately, but because they were talking about the 83, they got swept by Philly. Swept. Dr. J and Moses Malone. And then 84 is when he fell apart against Boston.
Yeah.
So let's not just talk about Steph. I don't even think Steph choked. They lost.
No, Magic, they didn't lose. They didn't lose two games all year. They set the record for wins. They lost three straight games for the first time all year. They lost two of those three games at home, and they lost to Game 7 in Oakland. I mean,
all I'm saying is, why don't you say nothing about Magic choking.
But I'm talking about, when I'm talking about Steph, those things are stuff that I look at. That's all I'm saying.
877-99 on Fox. You want to weigh in on the Steph Magic debate? Your turn. Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We went long on that one. We got maybe a call or two, Rob, 877-99 on Fox. We might get a couple more in. Steph versus Magic, your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off.
Can Steph ever pass Magic? That's what we're talking about.
All right, let's start with Ben in Illinois. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ben?
Boys, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, man. Hey, I know you guys just asked about the Magic and Steph combo, but if I can take it back one more to the LeBron and Steph, I just haven't heard anyone say anything about, like, LeBron's been doing this for years, like, with teams like with Sasha Pavlovich, Anderson Varejao, Boogie Gibson, and he's had, like, good seasons, maybe an MVP, but Steph has really just had this one crew, and, like, whenever a guy or two goes down, that whole team kind of goes down and stuff. He can carry them, but he doesn't carry them through the playoffs like LeBron always has. So
we're not of the group saying that Steph's better than LeBron. We both have LeBron ahead of Steph and second best player behind Jordan ever. I don't think there's been a player that I've seen that could carry a mediocre team in his career better than LeBron or even equal to him. Now, he hadn't been able to get those teams over the hump and win a championship, but even Jordan didn't do that. And so that's something that LeBron is great at because he's been able to control games and all that.
Thanks for the call, Ben. Yep. Appreciate it. Yep. Paul, in Miami, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Paul?
Oh, Rob and Chris, love the show, bro. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
all
you.
All right. I'm going to stay on topic, although I was going to call about my crazy Heat team that shouldn't be where they are, but I'm going to stay on topic. So I'm 42, so I kind of got, like, old memories of Magic and obviously a lot of recent of Steph. Right. I'm just going to be honest, man. Magic, rookie year, the playing center for – I mean, you can't – I don't know how you could top that. Now, on Steph's debate, I will say this. Supposedly, this is the LeBron era, and Steph on his own has been to what, six. 1-4? Y'all got to help me for that era. Was that the all-time Celtic era, or was that those?
You mean Magic's era?
Yes, sir. What was Celtic?
It was the Magic Bird era, but Showtime, the Lakers won 5, and Bird Celtics won 3.
But went to 8, right? Right.
Chris, they went to 9. Magic went to 9 finals.
Oh,
8 I mean, with Kareem. He went without Kareem, too.
And Bird went to what?
Bird 5? Went to, I think, 5. Yeah. He won 3 and I believe lost 2. Bird.
Okay. To me, I'm going Magic.
Okay. I mean, that's
true point guard. True point guard.
Well, he definitely is more of a true point. I mean, Steph's a great passer, but their offense doesn't call for it. But not as good as Magic.
Let me ask you this real quick. I'm not going to go to shooting because that's not even a question. But is Steph's handles better than Magic's flair with the passes.
That's I think where... the most the I mean, obviously we all love the dunk, but I would take Magic's passing over anybody's handle. Rob, I think you would agree. Kyrie's got the best handle I've ever seen in the NBA, and Steph's up there. I think he's top five. Isaiah Thomas, but Magic's passing.
Magic had a string on the ball.
Oh yeah, I mean Magic didn't have the best handle, but he had a good handle, and his passing. I mean, it was just
I can still remember watching like the no look passes at the at the basket. Like,
when I was on the show with Magic on NBA Countdown on ESPN back in like 2011, I told the producers we had been on maybe half the season. That was a strike season or lockout shortened season, and I told the producers I was like, "Look, let's do an intro because Magic had a little segment." I said, "Let's do an intro for Magic." Where you show his passes, like a highlight reel of his passes, because these young people don't know. And Rob, I was hearing people, even on television who should have known, saying Steve Nash is close to as good a passer as Magic. Some have even said LeBron, and LeBron's a great passer, Nash was a great passer. Rob, nobody, Stockton, Isaiah, nobody ever passed the ball like him. The closest, Cousy was a great passer, but Magic was just, it was ridiculous. All right, we got Anthony Gargano coming up in a minute.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a friend of the show. He's the host of the Fellas and Philly show on 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time in Philadelphia. We welcome in our man, Anthony Gargano. What's up, brother?
Yeah, nobody's close to Magic. Nobody.
Not close, huh?
Nah, nobody's even close to Magic. You're spot on, brother.
I love that, Anthony. There you go, my man.
I got Magic, but I think Magic. Steph is getting close. Yeah. I will give you that. I will say that. But
he's
but
close
I got Magic.
If Kevin Durant drives him to the monument. I'm sorry.
that's getting old.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you,
brother.
Thank you.
Let's get to this basketball, Philly. I think there's not really a bone in my body. I may end up being wrong. There's not a bone in my body that thinks the Sixers are going to beat the Celtics. You think I'm crazy?
I don't think you're crazy, but it all comes down to Embiid, right? Like, and what that knee will allow him to do. Because I will tell you this, if Embiid was healthy, 100% healthy, Sixers beat Boston.
Really?
Boston is
you know
not
he's
that
1-9 against them in the playoffs.
I know. I feel you, brother. I don't think it means anything now. I think they're playing. Harden is playing great ball right now.
He was.
You saw he was 2-for-14 for 12 points
last night. That game was a throwaway game. The whole offense was disjointed, right? When Joe comes back, he's got to get that game out of his system. He didn't play 13 days.
I agree with that. It was good to bring him back in that game.
He's got the brace on. He's just got to – he comes back. They played a completely different way without him in that game one. Now, listen, I'll concede all day long that Boston, I thought, just kind of didn't play with the same intensity without Embiid in the lineup. They didn't look like they played really good defense and the whole thing. But – I mean, that doesn't. You got Embiid, you got Harden, you got Maxey. You watch that kid Maxey, man. He's going to go off for one of these games. He's about to pop off. He may pop off tomorrow night.
Nah, he's good.
I like Maxie.
No, he did, and it was nice. Who threw him that pass from the other team? That was pretty nice, too.
Yeah. Brock, Brock, that looked like it was Fred Brown.
I know. That was
I'm sure that's the thought that went to everybody's mind.
Anthony, that was unbelievable. I mean, you want to talk about getting a pass right to you and then a clear path to the basket.
By the way, he walked like three times during that. Because he thought there was a whistle.
Nobody was following, right.
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 Yeah, it was crazy. The Sixers, I know, Chris and I always talk about Doc Rivers, too. You know, he's choked down some big ones. I'm not saying they're ahead. They were up 1-0, and that was a big win. How confident are you with Doc as far as, you know, winning games and making adjustments and changes?
Listen, you guys lived through it, right, the whole thing. But Doc has coached some good ball, man, during the playoffs, the whole thing. Game one, without Embiid, he went back and forth to his zone. He frustrated Boston, you know, and that's without a rim protector. He had no rim protector. That's why you saw they shot 88% in the first half because all they were doing was attacking the cup because they had no one that could protect it. And I got to tell you, I think he's done a great job. He's done a really good job with Maxie, bringing him along. He's gotten Embiid to the point where, A, he won the MVP, as you guys know, and he's developed a real go-to shot. So that elbow shot that he has is money. And honestly, I think this whole series comes down to whether or not that knee is okay and that he could do some of the things. Now, you know, the brace you can see is bothering him. At some point, it's going to probably kind of irritate him a little bit. But if you watch the way they play, and I got to tell you, they're a tough out, man. They're a good team. And they're a much better team than they have been other than the Jimmy team. When Jimmy was riding, and I don't think Embiid was ready to win, but Embiid's ready to win now. And it's a shame because it all comes back to that knee.
Oh, my gosh. You know, if they had kept Jimmy, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
But Harden and Rob and I both talked about this. First of all, I don't think it makes any sense for him to go back to Houston or Houston to even want him.
Other than if they got a discount at the strip clubs. I mean, what possibly could it be in Houston?
Well, it could be a family thing. Is that bothersome? Like, are fans in Philly complaining? Because that's, I don't want that out there right now. If he wants to go back, fine. But for that to be out there and
during this
him
time,
or his agent
right.
to allow it during these playoffs, right, when they got a chance to win the championship. Yeah.
No, it's just irritating. It's all, listen, it's completely. Now I kind of know a little bit about it, and I think it's more of a family situation as to why he would want to go back there. That's kind. So
family trumps everything. Then
exactly. So that's why at first I was very irritated, and then I kind of got word that it was more of a family situation, and I got to tell you, the dude has been a prince since he's been here. I don't care the Vegas thing or whatever, you know. Guys do that stuff, whatever.
Right.
The guy is a great basketball player. He's a great basketball IQ. And he's the one who flopped. And he's helped this team because he told Doc to take Tobias and put him in the dunker spot and flop him with Tucker. And that has given Harris a really good life during the playoffs. Where you see he's been active, he's been scoring, because he's been getting the ball, he's been able to go to the basket, which he's more of a mid-range game than a spot-up shooter. So, and that was Harden's idea. He's brought Maxie along. He's really helped, I think, Joel in a big way. So I got a lot of respect. I haven't gotten to know him a little bit and seen his thing. I got really a lot of respect for him.
So if they get bounced here, win game one, but aren't able to beat Boston, I'm just throwing it out there.
That would be ugly. This town would go nuts.
Yeah,
it would be 6 years in a row.
Yeah, what would that be like? That's what I was just going to say.
Nah, it'll be ugly, Robbie. It'll be ugly because they haven't gotten past the second round 5 straight years. All right? So this is it. Like, there's no excuse. Knee. Whatever. There's no excuses. They got, especially with Miami, New York on the other side of the bracket, it's been since 40 years since they win a title. They got to get there. They got to get to the finals. They have nothing standing in their way. They're a good team, And listen, it's Boston, right? Nobody, we hate Boston and Philadelphia just as much as the Cowboys, all right? So there's no, losing to Boston in this series,
right?
It would be bad. It would be ugly.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be a good one. I'll give you that, whoever wins. I think Boston, but we will see. That's the great Anthony Gargano. You got to check him out. The Fellas in Philly show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
We do, man.
Love you,
fellas.
Miss you guys, man.
Big time. Always, Anthony.
All right, my man. Peace. All right, Rob. Somebody wants a ring. Somebody's want rings should the Lakers win. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards will automatically double all the cash back that you have earned. That's right, everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob, do we have sound of Patrick Beverly, guys, or not? Okay, Patrick Beverly today, I think he was on a podcast. Maybe it was his own, I don't know. But he said that Russell Westbrook told him if the Lakers win the championship, he wants his ring. And Beverly was like, you know, kind of laugh. You know, Beverly was laughing about it, but he was like, yeah, we're going to be suited and booted getting those rings. So, and Rob, you know this. There is, what the NBA does is leave it up to teams as to whether or not they want to give rings, championship rings, to, you know, anybody that was on the roster that year at any point in time. And I do think it's cool, and I think it's classy of teams to offer rings to guys that are no longer on the team. So, I mean, I that's cool. That's fine. But I would say this, just taking that out of the equation, just really looking at it as if you're not on the team since the trade deadline, should you get a ring? My thought is no. And this is not even particular to how good Westbrook may have been or may have not been for the Lakers or Beverly. It's just you're not on the team anymore. You were, but you're not now. And I get it. They say you may have helped contribute. They won 55 games. I mean, just say, for instance. And you were on the team for 30 of them. So you should get a ring. But Westbrook, Rob, they were 25-30 the day he got traded. And then they went 18-9 without him. And the trading him is actually what kind of bolstered their team with these role players and put them in this position. So I just think in general, it's fine to leave that rule out there, but I would think in general, you just give it to the guys that were on the team at the time or the roster.
Yeah, I don't prescribe to that. I think it's up to the team. Everybody contributed. If you're on the team that year, some people just look at it, doesn't matter. There are guys, Chris, who will be on the team at the end of the year who didn't play at all, was on the bench. They get a ring, or they haven't played, or they were scrubs or reserves. Just being on a team, and so they'll get rings. Nobody says, well, you didn't play in the playoffs, or you didn't play any significant minutes, or you didn't average 10 points. So it's up to the team. It's like when they do even shares. Who should get a full share? Who should get that? The only thing I'm against is somebody begging for a ring way before they're even there. Like, that's the only thing that bothers me.
You think that's what this is?
Yeah, like, to put it out there, well, we want a ring if you guys win. I just don't think that is – I would frown on that. If the team gets together and says, hey, you know, we want to give Russ a ring. He was a part of this team for a year and a half. And he's one of our guys, and I know it didn't work out, but we still respect Russ and his ability and what he brought to the team. I'm not going to argue with that. So I've seen it done, Chris, with players before, but it's got to be a player's vote. And I've seen players where they vote people not to get rings or not to get a share of even in baseball. They have to vote, Chris, who gets a full share of the World Series money, who gets a half share. It's even like the PR guy in the World Series. You know that? Like the team has to
if I was a player, let's say the Lakers win it and I'm on the Lakers, I would vote for an ex-teammate to get a ring. I just wouldn't go against a guy like that, you know. Now, unless he was just completely, you know, really caused problems and demanded his way out and had, you know what I mean, had issues with everybody, something like that is different. But I wouldn't pick between, we're going to get Russ one, but not Beverly, or Beverly one, but not Russ. I hear you. How much would you want a ring?
If your teammates want to give you one, I wouldn't turn it down, but I wouldn't beg for one. I wouldn't go public. I just think that's tacky.
They like, may be going, and
they're
look,
in the second
Russ
round, Chris.
Patrick,
they're not close to winning the championship yet to even put that out there. If they win a ring, me and Russ better get one. What?
Well, I wonder if Russ was just kind of saying it in confidence or jokingly with Beverly. And then Beverly's put it out there. He's put it out there. It'd be great. I guess if I was in their shoes, it'd be great to have a championship ring to put in your trophy case at home or whatever with all your stuff. But, you know, it's not like you won that ring. It's a strange thing.
But you see my point about the guys who sit on the bench who don't play. Like
Team. No, I get that. Like you're booed. They're practicing. What I mean?
But some people might say, I've seen it happen where guys who played the first half or Chris, they were traded to get the pieces to help the team
that's
win.
That's what happened with Westbrook.
We wouldn't have these pieces if he didn't have certain value.
if we couldn't get rid of him. I mean, look, I'm not going to start a petition for them to stop this trend. I do think it's classy on the part of teams, those that at least do it. But I personally just feel like it should be for the 15 guys or whatever, however many are on the team during the playoffs and at that time. If you're hurt, that's fine too. But all right, we got an hour left. iCouple, keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.